As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, June the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day, especially today with our returning guest systems analyst and independent researcher, Vicki Davis. It's going to be quite the broadcast today and Thursday. Got a 4-hour expose ready for you. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. It'll be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. There's going to be a lot of chats going on today, a lot of links dropped into the chat room. I want to jump on and becomevocallocal.com today, engage in our chat room discussion, and or pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. Calls are welcome. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. And don't hold them back today, folks. You want to get some answers, Vicki's got them for you. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Feeling a little shy, want to get a question in for Thursday's broadcast to Vicki? Just send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without any internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains again, 866-841-1065, putting that all behind us. Precious metals and miners open higher, equities, crude, and the dollar up. We'll have a brief market segment in a moment. Trojan triangles, foreign trade zones, Chinese Communist Party, crisscross, double cross, the mini land bridge affecting foreign direct investment on the U.S. soil. Hang on to your hats, folks. Buckle up. It's going to be a good one. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, as of active trading, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in New York City, found gold trading up $3.60 an ounce at $1,500.50 an ounce. Silver up 31 cents at $33.89. Platinum up 17 bucks at $16.91 a troy ounce. Palladium up 6 at $732. The lows and highs in the gold spot market, an $8 spread this morning. $14.96 even for a low. $15.04.60 for a high. But at $1,500.50, your gold is up year to year. $261.80 for a 21.14% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price at $1,502.50 and has been trading within a buck or so of that all morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged, still holding on to 1,209.14 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $58.2 billion. Yesterday, a little bit of relief in the equities market. The Dow Jones closed up 109 at 12,044. The NASDAQ closed up 35 at 2688. The S&P 500 closed up 12 at 1280. And crude oil up $1.24. The U.S. dollar index off 5 cents this morning at 75.27. Your gold-to-silver ratio is 44.27 to 1. Better look at that silver investment and add to your treasure chest. We'll be right back with Vicki Davis. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our chat room can be found at my webpage, becomevocallocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com. I'm sure there'll be a lot of links and discussions in the chat today. You might want to dial in there right away. And if you'd like to call in through the broadcast, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. I would ask you to hold your calls for a few minutes, though, until we lay out what we're going to talk about. We've already got callers on the queue. But just hang on there, and we're going to lay it out, and then we'll come back to you. But before I go any further, I want to let everybody know that the website that Vicki Davis is the webmistress of, the product of her vast knowledge and research, is this. It's channelingreality.com. In other words, www.channelingreality.com. I mention it on virtually every broadcast. You can log on, bookmark that site right now if you like, because we're going to be talking about one of the things that's right up on the top, foreign trade zones, inland ports, China threat, the falling star, the next generation of workforce development, and so very, very much more. This article coming in from the U.S., it says, let's see, this is out of The New American, written by William F. Jasper, Saturday, June the 15th, or June the 25th, so it's relatively new news. Over the past several years, People's Republic of China, PRC, has stepped up its courtship of America's state and local officials. A growing stream of governors, mayors, county commissioners, school superintendents, college professors, and university officials have been making the pilgrimage to Beijing and other Chinese sister cities. That's a key phrase, sister cities. That's a program that's been around since the 80s. In efforts aimed at wooing Chinese investors to their communities and in search of export opportunities to China's growing consumer market. All right, this is a very important article. It's a tie-in to other articles out there. But you know that the new American, William Jasper, this is kind of your John Birch take on things. Very good article, however, and credits the our guest today in the article featured prominently here. It says, two Idaho women have led the effort to spread the alarm over the new U.S.-China subnational cooperation effort, and particularly the U.S.-China Governors Forum. So, folks, this has gone, if you could say, viral. It's all over the Internet, and certainly it's in mainstream as well. And these two are Jane Lesko and researcher Vicki Davis, whose website, www.channelingreality.com, has brought to light many of the documents, meetings, and agreements that underlie this new cozy relationship between U.S. politicians and their communist counterparts in China. Lesko and Davis have become significant thorns in the side of Idaho's Republican governor, Little Butch Otter, who has made increased cooperation with China a key plank in his economic program for the Gem State. And without further ado, I want to welcome back to Become Vocal Local my good friend, returning guest, Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will.
pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah, very good stuff. Yeah, I was surprised, you know, by the mention in the article, but I really appreciate the nod, you know, for the work that we've put in on trying to get attention to this issue.
Well, that's absolutely right, you know, and there can't be really anything more mainstream than the new American. I mean, John Birch Society is in just about every group and every organization, and whether you go out to Idaho and find the strongholds there, or even down here in the Midwest, you know, you'll find a lot of John Birch supporters, and people have been in this battle, you know, against the Council for National Policy, the Council for Foreign Relations, and so many others for years and years, if not just decades, you know. So it's great to see you featured in this article as well. But before we go any further, I wanted to look at the other side. You know, there's always two sides of the coin, folks. There's an obverse and a reverse. So although the New American article by William Jasper brings out the information in a factual presentation and supports Jane and Vicki and their work, here's an article by out of the Idaho Statesman. Now, this is closer to home. This one by Rocky Barker. The headline is Bloggers fear a Chinese takeover of Idaho. State officials say the investment will be a boon and pose no danger. Now, you just keep this in mind as we go through the stuff we're talking about today and see whether Rocky Barker might want to change his tune. Don Dietrich doesn't overreact when he gets emails calling him a traitor or a dupe, opening the way for an invasion of Idaho by Chinese communists. Quote, given what they're reading, they're rightly concerned, said Dietrich, director of the Idaho Department of Commerce, but what they are reading is, in some cases, nonsense. Well, Bubba, you better be listening to this broadcast, because we're not going to bring you any nonsense, but we will be speaking truth to power. Continues and says, much of the attention stems from what he told the Statesman a year ago, just before Governor Butch Otter led a trade mission to China. The state's been looking for foreign investment to boost the economy here, and there is one foreign country with more investment potential than all the others. Quote, the Chinese are looking for a beachhead in the United States, Dietrich then said. So this is the opening salvos, all right? There's a controversy in the media, and what we really want to do, Vicki, is to get down to the facts. I want to lay in the backstory. I want to build a solid foundation. When you do your research, you're not basing your research on a bunch of allegations. You always get the black and the white in your eyes. You go right to their own documents and bring them forward. And that's one of the reasons why I so very much value your assistance and the input that you've made to this broadcast over the years. But let's go up and take a look at channelingreality.com, the new face on the website, channelingreality.com, where everybody will be able to see that this foreign trade zones comes in right on the top. Of course, you can go back and listen to the archives. Become Vocal Local is found right on the left-hand side, just a hot link there. The archives were myself and Vicki. Back in June the 23rd in 2009, started having Tuesday and Thursday meetings here in the little Internet homeschool classroom. So got a long track record of laying this information out. But I want you to come in now and give us a little bit of a take. We're going to have just a few moments before. We got about 2 minutes before the break. But just give us just a slight taste as to how you stumbled upon this and how you get started.
Well, I actually started this series on the Trojan Triangles that led into the foreign trade zones when I read an article about a 23-person delegation coming to Meridian, Idaho, to look at an area called the Core. Now, the information in that article said that they were looking to invest in the Core, and there was a reference to EB-5 visas. And so, I mean, that the whole thing intrigued me so much that I actually called Brenda Sherwood of the city of Meridian. I didn't call her specifically. I called the city, and I ended up with her. And it turns out that she is the economic development specialist. And she gave me enough information that I realized that I would really have to write something on this. And initially, I thought it was a workforce development zone.
Right.
But it turned out to be much, much more than that. And so and I've been working on this probably for about over a year, trying to pull all of this together to describe it in a way that everybody can see it, you know, because there are so many elements to it.
Well, this is one of the things that, you know, I like to emphasize that over the years, you know, you and I crossed paths first back in about 2004, 2005. And from that time forward, we've both been steady at our research. But unless you see the big picture, folks, you will miss the trees. We'll be right back. This break, coming back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so whereas a lot of people have been following, you know, the rise of communist China, you know, ever since its inception, go all the way back to Chiang Kai-shek and move it forward from there, Chairman Mao, etc. And the United States' involvement in the creation of what became the Soviet Union, the U.S., United Soviet Socialist Republic, our financing for, you know, at least I can't say ours, but the financing that was coming out of New York and elsewhere in London to finance the beginning of the Bolshevik Revolution. Of course, you know, Abraham Springsteen, that would be Abraham Lincoln to you. You know, all of the great letters and correspondence between himself and Karl Mordecai Marx, the radical red Republican, you know, of China, you know, party that we have. All of this stuff works together to lay down some understanding that we have built the best enemies that money can buy. And so when we talk about the communist Chinese, this is a success story. This is communism versus capitalism. This is the dialectic, and we're inside it trying to figure it out. But Vicky and I, of course, came together again, as I said. We've never met. We've never had the chance to stay in the same room. You know, nothing like that. But we have been in communication through emails off and on over the years. Vicky has followed some of the same stuff that I have. She was one of the few that ever wrote about the illegal alien immigration and migration and the development that I followed as well from the same kind of point of reference, finding the documents in the United Nations, you know, all this sort of stuff. But that was back in 2004, 2005, and now coming forward into this information, we're going to lay down a little bit for you today, some of the backstory, the foundation, which brings us into a better understanding of just what these free trade zones or foreign trade zones are, the FTZs, this whole idea, what it's all about, and how it is going to impact us right where we are. Of course, there was Michael Shaw involved in this early on. He had a broadcast on Wednesday nights, Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. Then there was Darren Weeks working with Chris Gerner and the American Exposé website, Jackie Petru. So many people have been on this, on the hunt on this one for years that now the things that we were saying before when everybody thought we were kooks and crazies, now they're afraid we're not telling this, you know, big stories and wearing tinfoil hats. We're starting to see it in the daily news. So, Vicky, you put together a timeline, the road to regional governance here, and it's a very telling document where we start in 1977 with the Community Planning Association of Southwestern in Idaho. And, of course, this ties in directly, folks, it's little that I do that doesn't, but this ties in directly to what we started when we started talking about FEMA and the 911, enhanced 911 system, comprehensive planning and zoning, the international building codes. All of these are parts of the same great puzzle. So they, in 1977, they came up with this Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, which they called COMPASS, and we're going to come back to that in a moment. And folks, I read to you right out of this business manual, Introduction to Business, a collegiate primer in business, a very interesting little section about systems analysis. And I'm going to share that with you. Systems analysis basically is the recognition of the effect of a change in any one part of the system on all of the other ingredients of the system. It recognizes the interrelation of all component elements of a system. In this instance, a firm, a company, a corporation, a concern is regarded as a system. According to this approach, there are five segments to a system: the individual, the formal organization, the informal organization, status and role patterns, and the physical environment. All of this is going to be part of our discussions, especially as we're privileged to have a systems analyst doing the research. And Vicky, I'm just going to hand it back to you.
Well, you can see, I think, in my work, the training that I had as a systems analyst, it's the way I think, and that is to find the relationships between the people, between what's happening, where it's happening, why it's happening, and who's behind it. And in terms of power, understanding power is a very important thing in any organization, because when you look at the org chart, it gives you the ostensible power, but in any organization, there are people that are the real power, that are the real driving force, and they may not even be on the org chart. So it's understanding who has the power, what they're doing, what they're working on.
Well, one of the things that I'll just interject right there is, and when you're talking about the organizational chart, this is exactly right. This is part of what we've been discussing here on the broadcast. But if we can understand, like, let's say, Lloyd Blankfein and Cohen as the chief executive officer and the president of Goldman Sachs, and then we can put it in a correct perspective and realize that they're the top dogs, maybe in front, they're the front men, but behind them is a board of directors, and what could be laying even behind that are holding companies that hold a stock interest in them and competing companies, so that we have circles within circles, we've got triangles within triangles, and as you said, trying to find the centers of influence and the centers of power is the real challenge in your research.
Mm-hmm. And doing that timeline is one step in it. Who did what that led the mayor in Boise to be charged with, you know, corruption, and for him to resign in disgrace? And why were 600 homes being built in Star, Idaho, for which there was no market? So I started out with these questions, and it got very complicated, and so I built this timeline so that I could then try to understand what was happening and who was doing what.
Well, you say here the federal government requires the formation of an MPO when an urban area reaches 50,000 people. Now, this harkens back to me, folks, to when our territories wanted to become states, they first needed to have the people. We've talked about the difference between the state and this state. So when these areas have enough people, then they can become these MPOs. And tell us a little bit about what is an MPO and why is that important?
It's a metropolitan planning organization, and the original idea was when the interstate was being built, they needed to be able to plan, especially when to plan the exits and the entrances, and it became especially important to have an organization that was not tied to a particular jurisdiction when you have places like in California, where you have jurisdictions that run into each other. And where the exits and entrances were located was hugely political, because obviously economic activity would be centered around where the exits and entrances were.
And it's geopolitically important as well, and over a long term, and in addition to that, it's also militarily strategic. And so, you know, people think, well, I'm going to take this on-ramp, it's coming up here in a minute, and you come to it, but on Interstate, North-South Interstate 71, here on the most extreme west border of the state of Missouri, there was a huge organization. It's the Metropolitan Statistic Area for McDonald County and Benton County, Arkansas, and they were trying to locate strategically an off-ramp from this new highway that was being built so that they would be able to access a subdivision development for a real upscale subdivision development, which they envisioned originally to be a bedroom community for all of the development that's following Walmart in Benton County. And so there was so much graft and corruption going on in there. Finally, the governor came down, Matt Blunt, and he looked at this and listened to everybody, and he just said, nope, 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 not going to do this. We're not going to have this little thing going down here. And so that was a great disappointment. But they are strategic. They have an impact financially. They have an impact socially. They can make a small town in the Midwest virtually disappear. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, visiting with Vicki Davis, the indefatigable researcher and systems analyst, and we're talking about this idea of these foreign trade zones, and it's getting wide coverage now, finally. But again, we're looking at the first comment in the timeline, The Road to Regional Governance, that you can find on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. The links have been dropped into the chat room for your convenience. But again, the... The agency conducts its work as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for Northern Ada County, it says here. This is 1977, folks. This didn't start last week. This is all incrementalism, gradualism. It's Fabian socialism, any way you want to look at it. But the federal government requires the formation of an MPO when an urban area reaches 50,000 people. Now, it's important to understand in this the idea of multi-jurisdictional task forces and multi-jurisdictional anything. In order to expand out the hem, to widen the hem of the garment, to cover over these 50,000 people so that they can go ahead and get started with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, they need to merge people together. They'll move across county lines. It's the abolitionists of the boundary lines as they create this new thing. But as we go into this, you know, we can talk about treaties, foreign treaties. And let me do that real quickly. The difference between foreign and alien. All right, what's foreign and alien? We have an illegal alien invasion. These are not people that are coming from Idaho to Missouri. These are people that are coming from an alien country, all right, into our country. there's a difference between foreign, you know, anything from, everything in Missouri. Missouri is entirely foreign to Washington, D.C. Missouri is completely foreign to Idaho. This brings up the interstate commerce. We talked about that before. Intrastate commerce, all that commerce that happens inside of the state of Missouri or Idaho. And then intrastate commerce also comes under federal jurisdiction because the things that people do, branding, boxing, packaging, etc., inside of one state can have a bleed-over effect once we start getting into these intermodal, interoperative, interconnected hubs and transportation corridors, the mini land bridges that have been formed. All of these things work together. So anyway, then let's go ahead and move from that and go into 1993 when Bill Clinton signed the Executive Order 12852 establishing the President's Council on Sustainable Development. This is after 1992, the Agenda 21, the Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, from which we have the big orange book I read right out of from time to time on the broadcast. All right. So it was signed unto originally by George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and I invented the Internet, and climate change Gore signed up this Executive Order 12852, getting the Council, President's Council on Sustainable Development going in 96. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency joined with several nonprofit and governmental organizations to form the Smart Growth Network. That's the SGN. All right, so smart growth fits into this as well. The EPA has been a real thorn in our side for a long time, but this from 1998, that, quote, the Sustainable Development Challenge Grant Program is also a step in implementing Agenda 21, the Global Plan of Action on Sustainable Development signed by the United States at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, and all of these programs require broad community participation to identify and address environmental issues. Whenever people put their hands out for these unearned grants and aids, that's when the shackles of control come on. But I'll drive it back to you at this point, Vicki, and we can either go through some more of this timeline or we can just proceed along to how things got started in Idaho. Your choice.
Well, it's important to say that when I first did this research in STAR, I didn't really realize what it was that I was looking at. I was trying to figure it out, but it got so complicated and so deep that I kind of ended it at the point where I defined all of the entities and what they were doing and the financing. This becomes an important story later on when Wall Street melts down and when they use that extortion to get the TARP money from the Congress. And I haven't actually defined all of those connections yet, but I would suspect that if I were to go through my website and put it all together, you would see that Goldman Sachs really is at the center of this this whole idea of what is a plan to rebuild all of our infrastructure, embedding technology in it. And with Al Gore and the reinvention of government, you have three things coming together. You have internationalism, environmentalism, and automation of the infrastructure. And so this story in STAR is kind of a predecessor to the foreign trade zones, because the ultimate objective of what was going on in STAR was to create a metropolitan regional governing structure, not only for Boise, but for the surrounding area, including about six counties.
Well, a lot of people, you know, have raised constitutional questions on this, and rightly so, but, you know, for those of us that truly understand that the Constitution basically has been surrounded by brass and kept under glass and away from the people, unless people know how to access the state and the Constitution, the flesh and blood man on the land, so to speak, as opposed to the legal fiction, the U.S. In this state, it's a difficult leap. But they always seem to cover their tracks really well. If you go and look in the Constitution, folks, in Article 1, Section 8, it reads this, again, to exercise legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, not exceeding 10 square miles, as may be by session of the particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government, so on and so forth, over and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state, in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. And so we got dockyards and other needful buildings coming in the same idea of the foreign trade zones. And then, if we can connect the dot to that, Vicki, back to the work of They Own It All, Including You, by Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald. And we understand there this hidden lien of hypothecation where we're actually working in an admiralty system. We've got all of the roads are set up in channels and lanes and cargo in transit. They come in on the ocean containers, you know, carried by Maersk or OOCL. They're offloaded onto a dock somewhere. Then they're loaded onto either a flying bridge, 18-wheeler flat car with a ocean-going cargo on there, still unopened, and then it's either taken from there directly to some other final consumer, ultimate consumer, or into the industry channel. Channels of distribution come into all of this. Then onto a flat car on a train. Then they come across the train out to Idaho. When they finally arrive at Idaho, here comes this stuff, and it's brought right into a loading dock, backed up to a loading dock, owned by the communist Chinese someplace, and it's offshore. So it's basically been in China, in transit from China to China in Idaho.
Essentially, yes, because in 1991, the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act basically called for a redefinition of the way that transportation is defined in the United States. I mean, they decided to design around transportation areas, multimodal areas, where multiple types of transportation come together. And that's what intermodal means. It means multiple modes of transportation coming together. And so they established the system in that legislation with the idea that it was going to be smart highways. Here again, we go back to automating the infrastructure. It was always designed that there would be sensors and tracking and as much technology as they could put into the corridors and intermodal commerce zones as a part of what they consider to be the 21st century new economy.
Well, you know, and we can go right back to the very beginning. Of course, we read out of the book Gustavus Meyer's The Great American Fortunes. We followed the train there from the conversion from the schooners and the tall ships to the steamship. Went into that through the coasting trade, then came into the development of the railroad system. We watched as credit mobilier happened in the United States with all the craft and corruption in the 1800s. Bring that forward into the 1900s with the expansion of roads and ways, postal routes and ways. Add to that the interstate highway system under Eisenhower, which is basically just a military system. Bring into all that with their technology. Wow, what a system. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so we have returned. Let's go to our caller that's been holding on since the beginning of the broadcast and say good morning, caller. Are you there? Going once? Going twice? All right. Well, that one might have been just listening. Anyway, let us continue on, Vicki. The idea that you're presenting here can be found on Thinking About Global Cities. Is that correct, the falling star? Are you there, Vicki?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I was just starting to go into a paranoia attack. I thought maybe my tinfoil hat was out of focus. Go ahead.
What I've been talking about can be found at least partially in a story that I called The Falling Star. And once I realized how the story of Star and Boise and what was going on there fits into the whole picture of the foreign trade zones, I decided to go back and turn the timeline into an actual story so that I could include a lot more into it. And I just posted the link to that in the chat room, but there's one thing in there that I would like to read to everyone because it's important. This is the background story, okay? I was just talking about the Intermodal Surface Transportation Act in 1991. Okay, here's what I wrote. Fast forward to 1991, Senator Al Gore succeeded in getting the High Performance Computing Act passed, which gave open access to the nation's telecommunications system for institutional, retail, and commercial and global use. In 1992, Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance, was published. It contained a chapter called Global Marshall Plan to save the world from complete and total environmental destruction due to human habitation on the planet. Quote, I propose the worldwide development of a strategic environment initiative, a program that would discourage and phase out these older, inappropriate technologies, and at the same time develop and disseminate a new generation of sophisticated and environmentally benign substitutes. As soon as possible, the SEI, which is Strategic Environment Initiative, should be the subject of international discussions, first among the industrial nations and then between them and the developing world. That's page 319 to 320 in Earth in the Balance.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, in all fairness, you know, you take these comments, and this is one of the real challenges that I and everyone else that's in this research community, if you will, face, in that you can look at a statement like that and say, absolutely, who wouldn't want that? That sounds just great. But until you really go in and start looking at it, I mean, who granted, you know, Al Gore king of the world status that he would be able to make broad sweeping decisions that would impact the billions of us that live on this planet? And who's to say that their ideas, Tavistock Institute and the other drafters of Agenda 21, who's to say that their ideas are the best ideas or that the only ideas? And even if we were to go in and just look at their own quandary trying to develop and use this stuff, they can't even agree on everything that's been typed into those books. To me, it just comes back to not the height of hubris, but the arrogance of such an assumption.
Oh, it's incredible. If you know what the Marshall Plan was the plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. What Al Gore is saying here is that he wants to rebuild all of the infrastructure of the entire world, embedding smart technology in it, and that we should eliminate these older, inappropriate technologies. Well, what they consider to be the older, inappropriate technologies, that's your power plants that produce your power. That's the cars that you drive. That's everything that you use in a modern society. So what he's talking about is re-engineering the entire planet for life on Earth.
And again, not to be a devil's advocate, but I'll say it this way. If we go back and we look at the idea of the independent shopman, the craft guild and stuff like that, the transformation into the Industrial Revolution was profound and it put us on a whole new platform. It was something where there was nothing existing before, really, to speak of along that line. And then something new came on. It's like Cazidier said so long ago in France about the 1850s. Gentlemen, he says, your materials are disorder. And from this, you must build order. And the idea of the Marshall Plan, after we bombed hell out of Europe and everything that had to do with that, and just like we've done in Iraq, like we do in Afghanistan, like we go in Libya, every place we go, we destroy. We must first destroy before we can build. But the idea then of moving from the Industrial Revolution to a post-industrial revolution would make sense, you know, from an economic standpoint, from a social standpoint. We're moving along, we're progressing. But what is unfortunate in all of this is that we have already built an entire globe worth of infrastructure that was built on the other model. And what, we're going to take up the corner like an Etch-a-Sketch? We're going to set aside all of the billions and billions and trillions, all of the personal property, the real property that people have invested their lives and their generations on? We're going to set all of this aside in, 100 years here and move into this transition to this new transhuman techno-totalitarianism type of a lifestyle? I mean, you know, this doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense to anybody who isn't completely and utterly insane. during the Industrial Revolution, they were moving forward. They were building. This plan that Al Gore has is re-engineering, retrofitting, redesigning. And all of that is overhead. You know, when you're talking about the United States as a nation, we have a developed country, a developed economy. He was talking about re-engineering all of that. That's overhead. Meaning that it's not, when you, if you own a plant and you're producing something and you've been doing it for years, and you decide to then upgrade your facilities, it's costing you money. You're not making money on it. It's costing you money.
Well, this is this is productivity falls into this. You know, when you're looking at balancing out the difference between machinery, plants, facilities, labor, your bottom line, so on and so forth. When we started to come on to automation, and using computer technology in, let's say, the automobile industry, it was a profound shift. I mean, they needed fewer and fewer people. They've been talking about this even as early as the 50s, where they could see that through the continuing expansion of industry and technology, that the labor, human labor, would become obsolete. And so understanding that, you know, we can understand some of what they're trying to express here. Certainly, there's going to be big changes. But how those changes are going to impact people, I think, needs to be a wider discussion than just having it coming down from on high, Sun Yun Moon says, or Reverend, what is this? Not Sun Yun Moon. What's the other moon? The other moonie on charge. It would be the banking moon. That's right.
The
banking
UN moon.
Moon's the world. Anyway, so it's coming down from on high there, you know, or from Barry the Usurper's lips to God's ears, right? So, you know, there's a problem in here. You know, I like to see both sides of it. I think that the idea of windmills, you know, Don Cody's windmills, is a great idea. Unfortunately, they don't work well enough to be able to replace a substantial amount of electricity. And in and of that by themselves, they don't present the solution. Solar, you know, that's great during the daytime. What about the nighttime? They're very expensive and they use a lot of silver and so on and so forth. All these things work together. But if it's being pushed by government as opposed to be pushed from the free market, if government tells me thou shalt buy all 4-star energy appliances to go with my smart meter out in the yard, I have the right, I would think, to be able to say, well, I'm not buying those appliances. Mine work just dandy. And if and when they ever fall apart, you know, I'll think about either replacing them with a used item or I'll buy a new one. But just to be told, you know, just, well, like, take our automobiles, for instance. I've got a 1961 Chevrolet truck out in the driveway. It will not run worth a bean on this ethanol gas, okay? So I don't have a choice. They've just taken away my ability to use a piece of property that I've had for 30 years. Anyway, back for hour number two. Your questions are welcome. 866-841-1065. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, From the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so, once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. In the first hour of today's broadcast, went through a variety of articles off of our guest, Vicki Davis's website. You can find Vicki's work at channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. You'll find at the top of the homepage there the foreign trade zones. That's what we're talking about today. Your calls are certainly welcome at 866-841-1065. This is a short segment here, but before we go too much further into this, one thing that I do want to add into the mix is the understanding of Metro 1313, University of Chicago. Add to this mix a little bit, the communitarians that come out of a long line of philosophical thought. You could start with Immanuel Kant, follow it over to Hegel, from Hegel over to Feuerbach, and pick up an atheistic line in there. You can bring it from Martin Buber to Israel, then teaching in the University at Israel. He attracts a student, Amitai Etzioni. Amitai Etzioni then leaves Israel, comes to the U.S., goes to the University of California, Berkeley. From there, I believe he went to Columbia, then on to Georgetown. He's created this communitarian league. And so, we look at this from the standpoint of following this pursuit of happiness and understanding the greatest good or the greatest number, that advanced by Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals of England. And in all of this, now we start coming down, locally, into what's actually happening in Idaho, where in 1997, this again off the timeline, Boise Mayor Brent Coles organizes a two-day meeting titled Treasure Valley Institute. He invited area mayors and commissioners. They produce a document titled Treasure Valley Partnership Agreement. Again, these are mayors, folks, coming together. We're having it happen right here in southwest Missouri, and they're signing up on all these memorandums of understanding. They agreed to work together in four areas as documented in the agreement. It would appear that the purpose of the partnership was to get around the public meeting law, that'd be your sunshine law, so that government leaders could discuss regionalism without any pesky members of the public and the press around to ask questions. Last couple of minutes of this first segment, Vicki, please help us out. What is this all about?
Well, that the idea for that was given to Mayor Brent Coles by a woman named Christine Salm from the Mayor's Design Institute, or I'll have to get the correct name for that, but also a woman named Dina Beltzer from Economic Strategies of Berkeley, California. And they suggested that the mayors and local county officials form this partnership and that they apply for a grant. Now, Treasure Valley Partnership hired Dina Beltzer to help them prepare this grant application, and they applied to, this is something I didn't realize at the time or didn't sink in with me, but the grant that they applied for was with the Federal Highway Administration. And it was a grant that was put in under the T21 legislation, which is transportation equity, the next major piece of legislation after the 1991 ICE-T legislation. But it basically was for community planning. So what you have is this community planning smart growth network following in on the heels of transportation planning.
Well, transportation planning is exceedingly important in all this. Transportation, folks, does anybody in the listening audience this morning have a driver license? if we can understand how deep this all runs, do you own your automobile? You know, when you're asked for your papers, please, do you present your insurance card? When you travel from state to state, are you on their interstate highway systems? Federal funding, federal grants and aid? It gets worse. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, let's go right straight to our phones, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, weigh on in the discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so. Let's go down under and say good morning to Sean.
Hello, Will. Hello, Vicky.
Good morning.
Okay, well, what happens, Will, is, as you know, yeah, you're an avid listener to Radio X, and recently I had to fill in for Jimmy X, and Jimmy said to me, you can choose your own co-host to bring on the show, so I, of course, chose Jules and Maggie. And one of the things that Jules wanted to discuss was some information that she discovered when it comes to China. She found a lot of articles pointing towards the fact that China seemed to be, well, everything is going on, buying up this and buying up that. It's almost like they're buying the world. Well, what happened was we spoke about that on the show, and when I got home tonight, and I must admit, I only just got home recently, and I had a message from Jules, the co-host at the time, saying, hey, Will Roberts from Oracle is talking all about the Chinese and the foreign trade zone, which really excited me because, Will, I know that you're really well done in your research, and Vicky, just as much well done in your research. So we sort of felt that after hearing that you, Will, and Vicky are talking about these sorts, we must be on the right track. It almost seems like to me that the masses, while they're sort of occupied by the mainstream media, we are occupied by the new world order, and China, in the meantime, are just sort of buying up land and then buying up industry and doing all these sorts of things in the background. So sort of makes Jules and I wonder, and we've spoken about this behind the scenes, Jules and I, it sort of makes us wonder if that is one of the biggest plans behind the scenes, for China to buy up all this land and sort of, it's like a silent war. They're slowly taking over the world while people are sort of occupied by their mainstream media and the new world order and everything that's going on. I'd love to hear both of your opinion on where we're going with this.
Very good. We've got a horrible connection, Sean, so I'm going to go ahead and hang you up. You can listen to the response offline, and then you can call back in if you'd like. But it was a dreadful kind of a connection. But it really is, it's right on the money. You know, how does, you know, China figure into this? And when we think about China, again, as we started out, understand that we've built basically the best enemy the money can buy. But beyond that, you know, they have been, they are one, the, I think, the longest, longest continuously organized country on the planet. Obviously, they've got more people than anybody else. They have gotten, been invited into our economic system as a number one trading partner, favored trading status. That came in. You know, you can thank your Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations for that, and your Federal Reserve banking system. So then they, you know, they buy up a lot of the debt notes, and they've got a lot. They've divested themselves now of much of it, but they're in a prime position, catbird seat, if you will, to come in and collateralize their debt. But remember, folks, that the Chinese didn't create all of this wealth. This wealth was created through the outsourcing and the offshoring of European, English, and United States firms. The developing country has sent, invested tons of money. Australia, everybody's invested lots of money in China to take advantage of their cheap labor, if you will, and real estate and everything else, and their incredible opportunity there to become the number one consumer on the planet, eclipsing the United States. So we need to keep it all, the big picture in mind on this. When they come in now and start getting in bed with the various states and the cities through this economic development program, this is just, you know, kind of quid pro quo, but it's a stage in a long-term global plantation. But Vicky, your thoughts about the Chinese and their investment in America?
Well, everything that we're talking about today is leading up to what will be the discussion of foreign trade zones on Thursday. Now, in 1990, Senator David Boren wrote an article, and I think it was published in the Washington Post, I'm not sure, but it was published also in the Congressional Record. And what he said was that we needed to use our corporations as an instrument of foreign policy, and that the United States would become a model nation. I don't really think that that it has worked out that way. What became the model nation was China. All of the systems to be able to organize society, I think, were installed in China and Singapore for sure. Systems to manage the infrastructure and systems to manage the population. And so now the Chinese have the design and implementation experience to be able to implement what is a technocratic system or technocratic tyranny. And Will, you just gave me this word. I don't know if I can attribute it to you or not, but I put it on my website. It's called Documenting America's Race to Global Technotalitarianism. And that is what is being implemented in our country. If you think of automating the infrastructure, well, that's the police state. And so all of the technology on the highways, the redesign of the education system, the redesign of the healthcare system, the process control systems for the smart grid and your water use, all of that comes together in the foreign trade zones, which don't really fully describe the full nature of what they are, but they are integral to the global economy and to the plans for global governance.
Well, in our recent study of business, you know, we're looking at the basic freedoms of capitalism, this system, the other side of the dialectic, where we find the three primary planks are private property, private enterprise, and the freedom of choice. And then you go back and look in Agenda 21, Chapter 7, where we discover that in this new agenda, we're going to transform individual property to the collective property. And we're going to transition from high efficiency production to a system that would be manual labor intensive. You might think of it as being a bunch of serfs on the field. In order to build a canal, you're going to have to need a lot of number two shovels and wheelbarrows to get the canal job done, because we've got all of these idle people, useless leaders, standing around. So we look at these, you know, you've got a great map, we'll talk about it, but you've got a great map that shows all of these 250, 350, 500, whatever they are, places, these free trade zones all over America. And we've talked about now this idea of the sister cities, where governors are going over and they're partnering with provinces in China, getting in bed and setting up a treaty alliance, an economic alliance with them. You know, we've got a lot on the plate here, a lot of balls in the air, but we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So working our way up and tracking backwards through the timeline that Vicky's got on her website, www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Frequently a chatter in our broadcast, eyes wide open. You can always get in touch with Vicky through the website or in the chat room. But the next where we're moving up now to 1998, Idaho Smart Growth, a nonprofit advocacy group, notifies the Treasure Valley Partners of a federal grant opportunity. We spoke a little bit about that. Idaho Smart Growth is actually part of the Smart Growth Network. Now, I just threw a link in the chat room. I would like to bring this to the attention of the listeners. You can purchase from the Smart Growth Network two books that will really help you to understand, get a beginning on smart growth. One of them is Getting to Smart Growth, and then it's Getting to Smart Growth 2. And you'll just contact them, send them an email, go up on their website, http://smartgrowth.org, and get these books in your library, as I have in mind. Then you'll be able to realize, or you'll be able to recognize some of the things that have happened around you in your area. Another one from the Environmental Protection Agency. This book is titled Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth. Everything's smart these days, except the people that are writing this stuff. But anyway, it's www.epa.gov/smartgrowth. If you'll contact them, again, it's the United States Environmental Protection Agency. You used to be able to just call them up. You can get a copy of this booklet sent right out to you. It's a good tome. Really provides a lot of information. They used to give it away free. They might still. Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth. And so now we're going to go back into this Smart Growth website. And from the website, it says this website is a subset of www.sustainable.org, developed and maintained by the Sustainable Communities Network, SCN, and supported with funding from the U.S. EPA. So your small town gets involved. They start one of these Smart Growth networks right where they are. But now they've dialogued in. Now they've bought in, public buy-in, affecting public buy-in. That's what we block when we become vocal local. Now they've bought in to this United Nations Agenda 21 program of action for the 21st century. This is a very, very, very good place to then come forward either in letters to the editor or in public meetings and challenge these people mano a mano, face to face, and ask them, are you implementing a United Nations treaty in our community? And if you are, why are you? You know? But Vicki, let's go into that a little bit further.
Well, it's important to know that the term SMART refers to automation.
Absolutely.
And so the whole idea behind the EPA starting up and being the central core for smart growth is that they are defining the policies through a public-private partnership, the building codes and things that need to be changed in order to both create a regional area, regional governing structure, but also the building codes and things that are needed to force the adoption of technologies to meet the UN Agenda 21 criteria.
And it is an incremental process in that we are transferring away, well, the three E's of sustainable development. Environment, of course, it's never about the environment. Economy, it's all about economy and generating or sustaining or propping up demand for the environmental and developmental concerns. But it's the third branch or the third arm of this, the third ring in the three rings like the Olympics. The third ring is equity. And as Hal Anthony has shared on his broadcast so many times right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network on Sunday, he opens a big can of whoop-ass and lays it out for us, black and white in your eyes. But equity basically is the absence of law. And so if we can understand that it's necessary to set aside all of the law and that our government, let's say, at every level operates outside or above the law, they're operating without law, they're operating in equity. And so then that then impacts our property interests. And so when we have tax dollars basically being extorted out of us to support the creation of a foreign trade zone and then financing and bringing in through the EB-5 visa program aliens from foreign countries into our areas, into our counties, into our states, into our towns and cities, we bring them in and integrate them into the system, it's because we have completely set aside law. We're no longer operating in law. We're just operating in equity.
Well, the way they've done this, it's by stealth. I mean, and you're right about creating demand. They're using building codes and administrative law to create demand.
Exactly.
And they are using this fraud of climate change, which it absolutely is unadulterated fraud, to provide a justification for it.
And it's a fraudulent application as well. I mean, you know, you talk about these smart meters, they're supposed to be so good for you and all that, although they're killing you. The RF field is dreadful. But the idea of having a little thing that you can plug in your wall so that you can go over and sit down on the floor, obviously, like children, like a bunch of, you know, they do that all the time in schools these days. All the children sit on the floor around the feet of the teacher and look up. That's kind of a real study in itself. But the idea of sitting on the floor and looking at this little meter that's plugged into an outlet, you can watch your real-time electricity usage, you know. But what we don't understand in all this process is that not only can you go up online and elect to shut off your electricity usage, someone else can do that as well. And at the same time, your smart meter is developing a real-time timeline of your electricity usage. And so, you know, again, it's transferring things away from self-reliance to self-sufficiency from the standpoint of the difference between abundance and scarcity, or austerity, as they're bringing the word in now. You know, so there's that. And then it's also from self-determination to self-subservience, or to submission or subservience, you know. So we're dealing with social, political, geopolitical, the, you know, things that are going on here that make this a much bigger fabric. I mean, you could supply the warp, but I'll supply the woof, but this is a much bigger fabric than some people out there are actually painting. And every step of the way, every stage of the way, everything that we do, everywhere we go, our money, our support, our voluntary compliance, our public buy-in is paying for it. We're buying and forging the mind-forged manacles that will bring us to our knees. Vicki?
Yeah, well, and that's true. And because they're automating the infrastructure, they have basically inducted us into their global system of insanity. And in terms of global warming, earth worship, all of these reasons that they give why we must do these things to conserve energy and to control what we do, where we go, who we see, what we eat. They are inducting you into this system of control, and you're having to pay for it because they're doing it by way of administrative law.
Absolutely. So we've got code reform resources also in the timeline. That's all coming up. The Smart Growth website article. Here's a little excerpt. Martin Schulz on the eve of the European Union's fifth spring summit in Brussels, urging consolidation of several EU sustainability plans into a concrete framework, quote, that really does integrate economic policy with social policy and with the environment, a smart growth strategy that makes Europe a global leader. So, you know, you don't have to take it from me. Here's this bigwig German member of European Parliament, Martin Schulz. He's saying exactly the same thing, folks. We'll be right back. Your calls are welcome. Much more to come.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so if you want to understand it, at least superficially, and remember the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, where words are just used as symbols in a language game, and unless you have the meta language, in other words, the language about the language, unless you have their dictionary, you're going to be fresh out of luck to understand what's being said. But here, right out of the getting to Smart Growth, Volume 1, again, you can get this from their website, smartgrowth.org. SmartGrowth.org. Here's the definition. Smart growth is development that serves the economy, community, and the environment. It provides a framework for communities to make informed decisions about how and where they grow. Smart growth makes it possible for communities to grow in ways that support economic development and jobs, create strong neighborhoods with a range of housing, commercial, and transportation options, and achieve healthy communities that provide families with a clean environment. About the Smart Growth Network? Well, the Smart Growth Network is a network of private sector, public sector, and non-governmental partner organizations seeking to create smart growth in neighborhoods, communities, and regions across the United States. Note the use of the word regions and communities. Partners in the network include the American Farmland Trust. You want to know who's against you in this? The American Farmland Trust, the American Planning Association, the Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations, the Center for Neighborhood Technology, Congress for the New Urbanism, Conservation Fund, Environmental Law Institute, George Washington Law School's Center for Sustainability and Regional Growth. I don't need to go on. There's an entire page of them. All right? So there's a gob and a bunch that we need to understand about this. But, Vicki, when we move up a little bit in the timeline, we get to this Treasure Valley Partners again. And here's a quote. The partnership was awarded a $510,000 grant from FHWA for the development of a regional approach to growth issues and preservation of our quality of life. Of course, this is an unelected board or council. This is a Soviet, and we're going to continue our study of planning commissions and how they are peopled out and what they are taught and trained in the beginning. But let's talk a little bit about how important these grants are to the advancement of this agenda. Are you there, Vicki?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forget about this on-off button here. Money buys influence, and that's the bottom line. The mayors and the county officials were solicited to create a private partnership that in the definition in the grant application they say is for educational purposes. So basically they are given a $500,000 grant to lobby themselves in a way and to facilitate the community into thinking that regionalism is a good idea. But what regionalism is, it's creating a management layer over the top of your elected representative government.
Okay, so we have right here in Southwest Missouri the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council, which is a council that lays non-governmental organization that lays as a fabric between the county governments and the city governments below that and the state government. They act, the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council, act as not only a promulgator of the change agents dialogue and bringing all these plans in, they also act as the conduit for the monies that are coming from the international community. But before we go into regionalism, which we need to discuss, the idea of awarding a $510,000 grant. Now, folks, when you go to the bank and you borrow money, your signature creates that money, all right, that debt. That doesn't come from anywhere. It's just a Federal Reserve note just like anybody else. In this case, they're just digits, and they're transferred from bank to bank, from one of the central banker banking units into these people's pockets. But in this process, there's somebody else that's laying back here, and that's these grant writers. They're the grant writers and lobbyists that are back in the background that we rarely ever focus on. But let's think about that a little bit, Vicki. Let's say that I come to you and I've got this great idea. I want to do smart growth here in Exeter, Missouri, and my neighbors aren't willing to lynch me for it. How do I go about getting started in getting federal funding?
Well, it would appear that the best way would be to contact one of these people like Dina Beltzer, because not only does she know how to write grants, but she's got connections in the government with the people who issue the grants. And the reason why is because of the Smart Growth Network, you know, which is actually it's an arm of the EPA, but it is a private sector arm to implement what is, in fact, government policy.
So if you understand where and when and from what sources and when monies are available to advance these things, you know, have you heard that ridiculous story about, you know, financing Negroes in Africa money to so that the men would learn how to wash their penis? Or we heard about the story about we're going to go down and then we're going to develop a system of stoves that actually had a chimney so that the women in Africa wouldn't be asphyxiating themselves in their kitchens. But, you know, we spend money on all kinds of things. But once they say, okay, there's XYZ dollars available for something. Now, I'm in a little small town, and the university sends out an extension agent or someone to come out, someone from the IT sector or the smart growth group or somebody that's involved with sociology or any of the social sciences. They come out. They either talk to a chamber of commerce meeting as an invited speaker, or they come and they speak before a city council or a county council meeting, and they sell an idea. They dialogue them into consensus on this idea. Now, they then, in council assembled, they then take up a vote and they say, okay, let's do that. Now, where is the elected representation in that? Where's the representation? How is it that our counties, our cities, our towns, and our states, how is it that they're buying into these things, public buy-in? How are they buying into it without coming back and getting approval from the people? Isn't this a form of taxation without representation, and even worse than that, a form of governance beyond the elected official?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, but they are doing it through grants through the federal government. So it is your money, it's your tax money, but it's being given out to your local town officials. That money that they get buys them influence, and besides, they know what to invest their own personal money in.
So we take the idea then, and I hate to jump in on like, but I'm really building a thread here. So we take this idea then that the money has to come from someplace, and we follow out like these little smart CFL light bulbs, for instance. We discover the GE's at the bottom of all of this. So GE comes in, and they've got a new design. They come in, and they lobby at Congress, and they say, hey, look, guys, we've got a piece of legislation that we absolutely have to do. We've got to transition away from the incandescent bulb to our CFL bulb. And we know it has a little bit of mercury in it. We need to have the mercury in it to make it work. Don't mind that. But what we'll do is we'll put up so many dollars in grant funds and lobby funds so that you all get reelected, and we'll put up so many dollars in grant funds so that all of the towns and all the cities and all the counties and all of their buildings, they can change their outlets, they can change their lighting fixtures, and they can prominently feature our new light bulb products in their communities, and it's worth this much amount to it. And then that flows all the way out to the town, and then people make their application for these grants, and so, you know, the whole system starts like that. So it's not so much as that there's some guy in some, you know, draconian castle over the black nobility of Europe that is coming up with these ideas. It's coming from corporations, and then it comes right straight to us. Now, one last thing. I'll throw it back to you. I know we're running short of time. I'll try to get it in. But the idea here is go back and look at Corporation Nation. All right? Now, that was a very good video presentation put together. The CAFRA man and his assistant there, they put that video together. But it shows you, folks, that not only are your school teachers and your firemen and all of the government employees, they're invested in these very same corporations. Remember what sustainable development is. It's sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, the corporations. And so it's no surprise, it should be no surprise, that your school teachers get all behind this stuff, and all of your university staff, they all get all be on board with this, and the political parties all get on board with this. Why? Because they're invested. These are their companies. Go ahead.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And when I was researching the NAFTA superhighway, you know, because people who were saying that there was a NAFTA superhighway were wearing tinfoil hats, I called that research the IT project that ate America. And the reason why is because if you automate the infrastructure, it is great business for technology companies, IBM, HP, the companies that produce the sensors. But it's going to bankrupt the country.
The backscatter machines, Michael Chertoff, yeah.
Sure. I mean, they're all making a fortune on it. But it's going to bankrupt the country because they're really, it's all overhead to the poor taxpayers. And, you know, when they say you've got to retrofit your house, you know, with all these smart appliances and stuff, it's exactly what you said. Hey, I don't need a new dishwasher. Mine works perfectly fine. I don't need a new washing machine. But the thing is that they can't control it. They're not making any money on it. So therefore, it's environmentally unsustainable.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so just blowing through the timeline, bringing things up to date. In 1998, educate policymakers, advocacy groups, business leaders, and citizens about why they should consider all land use and transportation policy decisions in a regional as well as local context, and why land use and transportation planning in the Valley must be more closely linked. All right, $510,000 grant going on in here. But again, you know, this is an education process, not only from our side but from their side. They've got a lot more money behind it. We do best we can with the means that we have available to us. But this is an education process. And they need to do just as much of this education as we do. And they've got all of the professionals and all of the NGOs and all of the foundations, their grants, their influence, the Microsoft and all, George Soros and every one of these, you know, pilfering, pandering globalist batards. They're all out there, and they're just dialoguing like crazy, all right? And this is something we need to be aware of. It's a very steep upward curve, if you want to say so. But we've studied here on the broadcast the principles of business law. We've gone through this basic understanding of business. We started with this FEMA, all hazard mitigation planning, the E911, and how that works out. You got to have the interlinkage of the cell towers in order to take this thing wireless and go global. Then you need to have the high-speed internet out across all of America. And Vicki and I have talked about this. All those archives can be found at Vicki's website. You just go right there. They link back to Oracle. But you can go in and listen to those over again. All of these are part by part by part by part of an incredibly intricate and very costly expansion. So there's a tremendous amount of motion and dynamism behind this that is going to be very hard to bring to an end, to block it. But like a bunch of jujitsu masters, if we can get our feet in the door and get a seat at these tables, it is possible to use the weight of the beast to actually deflect them to the ground. And then once we get them on the ground, they're ours. But it all starts with information. We've got to know what we're talking about. When we come in, we need to be on point. We need to use their materials. We can leave the bullhorn and the T-shirts at home, dress like they do, come in casual business dress, come in and work at this level. Because this is where we truly can be effective right now, right where we live, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. But, Vicki, we've got a few minutes to go. Let's go a little bit further with this. And just give us a thumbnail sketch, and we'll cover much more of this on Thursday, folks. We'll be back again on Thursday, another two-hour segment. And we'll go as long as Vicki's willing to go. I'll tell you what, I love this topic, and Vicki's research is impeccable. But when we look at this, give us a thumbnail sketch, if you would, of regionalism. Why is that so important? What other regions exist that we should be aware of?
Well, they've been working on regionalism in our country for quite a long time. It turns out, well, as you discussed, the metropolitan planning organizations, but recently I found out there are also economic development districts. And the legislation for that initially was passed in 1965, Johnson's Great Society program. And there is a department of the U.S. government under the Commerce Department that's called the Economic Development Administration. And a lot of the central planning for the economy comes from grants through private organizations, nonprofit organizations, down into our communities. And I just recently found out about that just a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. But there is also a movement for regionalism that is cross-border. About a year or two ago, I found out about an organization that Idaho is involved in called the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, PNWER. And that includes five of the U.S. states plus about four or five Canadian provinces, the ones right above Idaho.
And so that comes back, you can throw in like the Yukon to Yucatan connection, you know, and put that kind of a thing together. APEC comes into it, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. We've got the MIST nations, we've got the BRIC nations. Yeah, regionalism is going on, you know, internationally, it's global, folks. And you look at the central bank regions, you can look at the FEMA regions, you can look at it from the standpoint of bishoprics, the Catholic Church, and their investiture here in this country. Breaking up Africa into unions and regions. What we do when that happens, what happens when we do that, I should say, is that you set aside sovereignty issues. You set aside boundaries. You set aside borders. You set aside peoples, nations, tongues, tribes, creeds, and traditions. They talk about diversity, but there is no diversity. It's all uniformitarianism. It's the idea of homogeneity. We'll just take all of this good milk and cream and we'll put it in a blender and squirrel it all up and drink it down. There is no more individualism. This is an all-out war raging between legal positivism, where whatever the prince says has a full force and effect of law, and the natural law, the laws of nature and nature's God. All of this lately about the, you know, the homosexuals in New York and elsewhere, same-sex marriages. Okay, it's always been known as a crime against nature. Well, this just demonstrates the depth of the all-out war that's raging between the legal positivists, the state says it's okay, they're now the little G-God men, the state says it's okay, then you can just do away with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of understanding that pederasty and sodomy were crimes against nature, you see. So if we understand what's going on, we go back to the Declaration of Independence, we say that all men are created, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we look up a little bit further to that, then to assume among the equal powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them. Folks, if we throw away the Declaration of Independence, all your rights go out the window. We lose our Bill of Rights, so to speak, if you will, and then we come under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that the United Nations has established, and if you'll very carefully read the last couple of sections, you'll find that anybody that goes up against, even though they're just glowing and flowing with rights, 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 you're going to have all these rights, but you'll discover in the last clause that if you go up against the United Nations, if you don't follow their scheme, they'll take your rights away from you. So that's why I say that in this all-out war that rages between legal positivism and the natural law, and the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and most importantly, revocable. You'll have no rights under this system. But we've got another minute or so, Vicki.
It's a management structure.
Yes.
With regionalism, they are changing the nature of how we live through these regional organizations. And Yellowstone to Yukon is a perfect example. They want to manage territory by natural feature, not by the boundaries that we have established in law.
Excellent point. Now we're talking watersheds, too. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Watersheds and the wilderness corridor that is the Y2Y corridor, the coastal area that they want to manage by the natural feature. We live in the watersheds, so that puts us in their management zone.
Absolutely. And the idea of coming right down the center of the Rocky Mountains out of the Canadian Rockies all the way down to the Baja, you go over and go down the Appalachian, bring in all of the rivers, all the watersheds that are in there. You're absolutely right. It's a broad sweeping plan. It's a total revamping of all of the several states, if you will, into new zones, regions, really. No longer territories, no longer states. It's just a broad sweeping transformation of global governance, and I call it the GIS-GPS global governance system, where every blade of grass, every mineral, every rare earth mineral in Afghanistan and other places is being cataloged and databased and tracked and traced. All of your inputs and all of your outtakes from this system will be credited against you or for you. Your carbon footprint will be documented through your smart meters. It's a complete system. I like to think of it as a box canyon. It's got a really sweet-smelling bunch of alfalfa hay in there. It's got a beautiful, sparkling little creek. But if you go in there and start drinking from that creek and eating that alfalfa hay, don't be surprised that the drovers pull the screen behind you. You'll find yourself in that box canyon with no way to get out. You'll thought you found utopia, and you'll find yourself in a living techno-totalitarian era.
Hell. Techno-totalitarian
Hell.
because you're right, there will be no way out. I mean, they're putting sensors everywhere. What they call accountability is monitoring, tracking, tracing, performance monitoring. There will be no freedom on Earth.
But we certainly will be back again on Thursday. We'll continue this dialogue. I hope you'll join us then. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.